brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And we are back into the third hour of the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams here filling in for Alex today, and I'll be back tomorrow as well. We have Chris on the line from Oklahoma relating a story about gun confiscation in New Orleans and that entire region following Hurricane Katrina several years ago. And Chris, go ahead. You were saying, you were describing how you and your team were kicking in doors and confiscating firearms from people. Did anybody resist? Did anybody ever shoot back? What happened?
Well, we had a couple people resist verbally, and they got stuffed and cuffed very violently. We throw them in the back of the five ton or the deuce and a half or whatever, and then we take them out to the Greyhound bus station, which was the police station at the time. Before we came up or before the break, I think it was like the second day we were there, this redheaded lady came up to our platoon's area, and she sat, or to our company area, she sat on the curb with her knees in her chest, just rocking back and forth, crying uncontrollably. She sat there for almost 27 hours, just refused to move. We talked to her, we did everything we could, just didn't want to, you could tell she had been through enough. She'd been repeatedly raped by men in NOPD masks and NOPD uniforms.
Oh, you're kidding me.
So we were told, at that point we were told the NOPD obviously isn't our friend. We need to start watching them. The FBI had us out there at Cooter Brown, which is the NOPD Sheriff's Brother's Bar. It's like the big cop bar there in New Orleans. We had to
just so people know, NOPD is New Orleans Police Department, yeah. just for people who know.
Yeah, definitely. Or not the police department.
So a lot of those cops were then just total rogue. I mean, we saw a video of some of them going in and looting retail stores and things like that, but they were raping women down there?
Definitely, raping women. They were. We got two separate women that came to our company alone. And when I was there, I met cats from the California Guard, Indiana Guard, you name it. Everybody was there. It was just a free-for-all. Police from all over the country, Dallas County, Dallas, Texas sheriffs down there.
But how did you and your team justify to yourselves and each other that gun confiscation would help this situation when it was a free-for-all? I mean, isn't that a time when citizens need to be able to defend themselves?
It never, like I said, I was just ignorant as hell. And that's kind of something that I worry about with the kids today, if they really realize what they're doing. I had no idea. The only time it ever occurred to me that something may be wrong is we came up, we were down by the old French district. We came up to this man's house. He had a big wooden sign that says, "I'm here alone with my dog and my shotgun. Looters beware." We thought, it's funny. Everyone stopped and took pictures of the sign. But eventually we took his guns.
Jeez.
And we left him there with nothing.
So now that you know what you know, now that you're listening to the Alex Jones Show and you're informed, what would you advise people to do if this happens again?
Well, I called. I mean, no offense. I mean, Mike, we love everything you do. I'm a big fan of the Health Ranger, but I was hoping to get a hold of Alex for the fact that what do you do when they stack right? You know what I mean? And they're prepped to come into the home. There's no negotiating with us. Trust me. There was no negotiating.
Yeah.
If you resisted, you died. That were the orders. You go up your gun or you die.
This is invaluable information. I apologize. We only have limited time here. I got to let you go. We've got so much more coming up here. But fascinating. I hope you call back and get to Alex as well. I'll pass on this conversation to Alex and let him know. But that's some frightening information. And it's, I just hope that the military, the members of the military say no. They refuse to engage in gun confiscation because no doubt there could be outbreaks of violence and a lot of needless death and bloodshed if that happens. But thank you for your call, Chris. That's very concerning. All right, coming up right after this, Alex in the Ask Alex segment, and it's Ask Alex Jones from from PlanetInfoWars.com, and that's it for me today. I'll be back tomorrow with a lot more breaking news on a deep inside whistleblower of Big Pharma and much more straight ahead tomorrow. Thanks for having me on today, everybody, and Alex is coming up next with his segment, Ask Alex. I'll see you tomorrow. Take care.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm Christy Hightower here from Planet InfoWars. I'm here with our guest, Alex Jones, who's actually answering your questions from the Ask Alex group on planetinfowars.com. This is a special edition marathon version. So we're doing 50 questions. We'll probably cut it up into little parts so that you can stay tuned. So let's get started, Alex. Now, keep that in mind. Keep them short.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. This first one comes to you from Chuck, and he says, you recently had Webster Tarpley on your radio show and asked some great questions, such as, are you a communist? To which Webster replied and elaborated on what he believes and explained as a true American political economic system. And a lot has been going on, and I know that you have numerous issues to cover in very little time, but I'd be interested in hearing what you think of Tarpley's comments about this political system. He speaks of, and he takes a part on libertarians. He had a wealth of information to support his ideas. So
no, that's enough. Yeah, no, I mean, because I did the interview, so I hadn't read the question, but I remember it.
Absolutely.
Look, it's a difference of views, and he claims the American system is this state-directed system, and it really isn't.
Yeah.
Some of what he said is true, And it's all a philosophy. But if you don't have an engaged, informed population that demands liberty and freedom, you're going to have corruption take over, whether it's a libertarian laissez-faire system, whether it's a, you know, state-directed system. When the public becomes a bunch of TV head jellyfish, everything is going to go to hell in a handbasket. And so I, you know, have open debates about a fiat currency run by government or a gold or silver back, the Ron Paul, Von Mises view. But overall, government centralized systems get taken over by special interest and become extremely corrupt and generally are the worst system. So, I mean, I've thought long and hard about this. I've read the literature and history across the spectrum. And Tarpley's great on history and great on power structures and the eugenicist. God love him. I saw one commenter one time when somebody called in and asked about him, said, don't be two-faced behind his back telling this to his face. It's on the radio and TV. This is not behind Tarpley's back. But I promise, next time he's on, I'm going to say, Tarpley, you got some blind spots. You think we should all take all the vaccines because it's some weird communal proletariat thing. You like McDonald's. You like aspartame, Diet Coke. I mean, he's very proud of this. He goes, what are you going to do, Robinson Crusoe? And I go, no, Robinson Crusoe isn't not taking shots and drinking aspartame and eating chicken McNuggets with silicone in them. So Tarpley's a really smart guy, almost savantish in many ways, because I've been around him personally. He's like five languages fluently. But look, I'm savantish in a way. I'm sure everybody is. You know, I've got some spots that are lacking. I like Tarpley. He's kind of like an entertaining mascot around here. I mean, we all like Tarpley as a person. It's just his belief in the state and that the state is the arbiter and is the birth from which all goodness flows. I think he's ass backwards in history.
Absolutely.
So I disagree with him, and that's what I have to say about Mr. Tarpley. Good question. Had to have a longer answer. We've got one question down here at planetinfowars.com, folks. This is where you meet. This is where you get involved. This is where you take action. We're going to have a letter to the editor section. I want to get that set up at the time.
All right.
So folks can send not things that I'm going to comment on, but we're going to have Christy sit here and read, and then if you have a comment, that's great.
Yeah.
I think once a week you should read maybe 20 letters.
That'd be awesome.
Four paragraphs or less. Could I have a rule on that? And then just read them. That way your view unfettered goes out. Or I could read them. I mean, whatever.
That would be interesting.
Aaron could read them. Aaron over there running the camera right now because he does such a darn good job.
He has a Facebook following, actually, Aaron.
Aaron. Aaron's a rock star over there of Liberty. All right, go ahead.
All right, well, this next one comes to you from Keisha, and she says, Alex, if you could go back in time, it's kind of a fun question, actually. If you could go back in time and when you were younger, but still keep all of the knowledge that you have right now, what would that look like? Imagine coming home to the first day of kindergarten being a genius.
Oh, yeah.
Don't we all wish for that?
I don't say I'm a genius now. I've often thought, I think everybody's thought of, think all the mistakes I made. What if I knew all that?
Gosh.
Back then. And I think that's where listening to your parents comes from. But we almost genetically are designed to want to get out of the nest, start our own hut, get out of the system. And our parents are telling us things and we're like not listening to them. So there's three ways to learn, I guess. There's by revelation, where it's just beamed into your head. There's by experience, and there's by being taught. And experience is a great teacher because you really remember it. But it would be better for young folks out there, even if your old man or mom aren't perfect. They care about you. They're going to give you some overall advice that's good. So it's best to not, detest them because in a way you're detesting yourself. And so, I wish I knew.
Is there a day you want
back then what I know now? What?
Is there a particular day you would want to go back to, like that you think about?
I wish that when some bully started to fight with me, that I just learned to back down. When I could, because it was just pointless. I like all those brain cells I'm missing from my head slamming the concrete and going to jail and stuff like that. I mean, I would have been less confrontational. But in a way, again, that's catch 22, because I wouldn't be who I am today if I hadn't grown up where I did in Dallas and seen the things I saw. So whatever. I mean, there's no going back unless you try to teach your children what you've gone through. But they haven't experienced it yet, so they're not going to listen.
Right.
Later you're like, oh, Dad, Mom, you were sure right about that. Man, I wish I'd listened to you. That's the older you get, the more right your parents get.
Kind of scary, actually.
Yeah.
All right, well, this next one comes to you from Chris, and he says, Alex, a question. Are things so different here in the UK? One thing I've noticed from campaigning in the UK is that the US campaigning is so much more vitriolic. Do you feel you need a louder voice in the U.S. to get noticed, or is it just plain wrong. Is that wrong? He's...
Well, I mean, you can do stunts in the media to get noticed, but I've noticed we've inadvertently done stunts before where it's the right thing the media picks up, but then they still control the message. It's like you put out something that they're ready to pick up and make big. It's because they can spin it to their advantage.
Right.
So I've never really been calculating about what I do. You know, it's more of, I think this is important. This is what I'm thinking, feeling. I like to impart this. And some of it resonates with people. Some of it doesn't. So it is what it is. That's why it's important with things like PlanetInfoWars.com that people get together there, start their own campaigns, get involved, meet others. Because there are people watching out there right now who are smarter than I am, more eloquent than I am, more informed, who've had life experiences that are going to be, you know, bring pieces of the puzzle that I can't cover. That's why I'm trying to hire all these great reporters and bring in other graphics people and expend the capital I've accrued to try to really go to the next level. Because I realize this is a very important position we're in. And that's why a lot of times it'll be midnight and I shoot a video and upload it. It's because I realize, man, we've got this limited window to actually affect change for the good.
The key time in history.
Right, what now? Question are we up to now?
We're up to number four.
Am I moving fast?
You are moving fast. I'm very
Continue proud. The interrogation.
Here it goes. This is actually from user Tofu, clever username. I'm a former active duty Marine. I live in Okinawa, Japan, and I listen to your show every day over and over, the rebroadcast and all of that. I believe in you, Alex. So I've woken up a few friends, and they listen to me like you do. When I go on airbase, they scan our civilian ID cards, and I'm a prepper. But my friends think I'm a kook, which I thought was kind of cute language. Do you think things would become bad for American citizens living abroad like me?
Statistically, in a world financial collapse that's designed to bring in world government, it will be worse to be in areas where you're not indigenous because you don't fit in, you don't blend in with the culture. When things get rough, you'll be the first person gets turned on. I don't want to geographically say something about, you know, an island off Japan because you know more about that area than I do because you live there. So I think your question states the concern and the knowledge you already have. But, you know, it does, cultural bounds mean nothing because we're all human in the final equation. If you've got really good friends you've known for years, you know, the cultural differences can be bridged there. It's just that, I don't know, the Japanese are known for being the opposite of lawless. So Japan's a pretty good place to be there in a crisis. I mean, you think Americans would act that polite and nice during a nuclear meltdown? You got nothing. It'd be looting, mass murder, and death and burning cities if we had something like you had. I mean, instead, like, crime went down when they got hit by tidal waves and had reactors blow up.
Crazy.
Instead, here, it'd be like,
oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. Now, if I'm thinking about your geographic and cultural locale, even though it's an island, things are more expensive. You're an island off an island, at least in Okinawa, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a problem for cost during a collapse. But I don't know. I mean, there couldn't be a more...
kind, forgiving people?
Yeah, I mean, just orderly, focused, people too prideful to be crooks on average in the Japanese. So I'm not going to judge it, but it's a mixed bag.
All right, this next one comes to you from Noah, and he says, is there any proof that British Labour Party politicians, John Smith and Robin Cook, were assassinated by associates of Tony Blair? I think that kind of alludes to
it. Yeah, there's overwhelming evidence that happened. People can look into it. When they would come out and see Al-Qaeda's fake, the government runs it, boom, you'd have a heart attack next day. They kill people all the time. You had Dr. David Kelly said, they told me I'll be killed and found in the woods if I tell you, but it's all fake. There's no WMDs. And then a guy walking his dog sees five guys in black uniforms leaving the body, running away. The wrists are slit, no blood at the scene. Then they say he took pills and died, but two undissolved pills were in his stomach.
This one comes to you from, forgive me if I can't say it right, Vsom, I think. Alex, I've heard you mention some things about Ronald Reagan's assassination attempt and the medical care he received afterwards that somehow diminished his mental capacity. I've been unable to find anything else on this. Could you expand on the topic a bit? Maybe provide a resource material?
Well, here's the good news and the bad news. I'm not looking at these questions beforehand. Sometimes she'll ask me a question about one of them because she wants to know before we go to them. But I have not seen your questions, so I don't have time to go look up the stuff because if we did, we'd never even get to this.
Yeah.
Multiple guests over the years. I think TV news pieces were done at the time that, you know, Reagan was incapacitated a few weeks because of some cold blood he was given. And if you do that, it can cause kind of like a overall stroke-like effect in the brain. the fact that he would be asleep for days and suddenly be animated, and the word is they use that to kind of get control of him medically. But we should look into that. Perhaps you can do it, Christian, for next time, so we can, like, put a star and then come back and say...
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Offline. Yeah, no kidding. This next one comes to you from Glenn. He says, smoking used to be ubiquitous. It was everywhere, TV, billboards, movies, even in comic books. Smokers are some of the most stubborn people I know. In your opinion, was smoking a beta test for getting rid of an individual's rights?
Yes, it is. I mean, it was Edward Bernays and other propagandists that helped sell that, you know, be radical, be a feminist, smoke cigarettes in the 20s and 30s, liberty torches. And then the system decided, you know, for whatever reason, okay, well, we can kill them through vaccines and GMO. Let's have the test to ban something that people know is unhealthy. And the next, it's popcorn, milk products, and soft drinks and salt. now not in New York, but spreading all over. So it's kind of a globalist system where they try to get standardized laws all over the world. And yes, it was undoubtedly a beta test. I mean, they're one of the oldest men in the world, over 105 years old, smokes a pack of cigarettes every day. I'm not saying it's good. Genetically, some people can handle it. Other people, it's a death warrant. Not a good idea to be pulling a bunch of dirty smoke. It's not just the tobacco. They had hundreds of chemicals in those things to make them more addictive, to make you smoke more.
Oh, yeah.
The weird thing is I've always smoked on and off, cigars, cigarettes, you name it. I'm a big tobacco guy. But one time for 6 years I quit, where suddenly it stunk and I didn't like it. And finally, again, about a year ago, I quit, and now it stinks and it's horrible. I have no desire for it. So it's like, thank God, I actually prayed to get me off those things, and it happened, because now when I smell somebody smoking a cigarette, I just want to throw up. And I used to wonder why I'd be outside a restaurant or something smoking a cigarette, and people walk by and go, oh, we got to smell your smoke. I get mad at them. But now I really get it. It's like, as I smell it, it just smells like...
It's interesting what knowledge does to you, too. I mean, the more you learn about how bad something is, you like, cultivate this desire to really get rid of it. I mean, the idea of, like, what it does to your lungs or how it affects your body.
Oh, it's also, you know how many radioactive isotopes are in it?
Oh, I
didn't even know this, but, like, somehow, it's strange that tobacco puts, it's weird. People can look it up. It sounds crazy. But I had, during Fukushima, I'd already quit smoking, so it's over a year now, but I had... nuclear physicist Dr. Bob Bowman on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, don't worry too much about Fukushima. They're getting a lot of radiation, but what we get is less than somebody that smokes cigarettes for a few years. He goes, you know, you get all these rads off of smoking. And I thought, that's crazy. So I'm looking it up. I didn't know it was like well known. The tobacco, I guess. Oh, but side issue. Go ahead to the next point.
Yeah, no, that's fascinating.
We're obviously going to get through 50. Let's do 20. We'll do 25 tomorrow.
No, okay. What's the next one? This one is actually... more of a complex question. It says, allied governments are covering up non-HIV cases. And this girl, actually, her name is Kayla, and she says, like mine, under the chronic fatigue syndrome, and how can HIV deemed to cause AIDS when there are millions of non-HIV AIDS cases? And I actually researched a little bit of this on my own. In 1993, the CBC actually said that if your T-cell count is less than 200, then you have HIV. And so it skyrocketed those number of cases. So, I mean...
Yeah, you don't have the virus, but you have an autoimmune disorder.
Right.
Which is actually things they've done through different vaccines, foods, and things. They're actually engineering it, and it's a very complex issue. And then HIV is really the cover for other bioweapons they're running in Africa. I mean, why is it... The BBC even had to admit, like a decade ago, that they went and checked all these women, the young women that had... HIV and they checked them and they had never had intercourse. So how did they have HIV? And they said, well, it must have been dirty needles in the vaccine process. So how is it that someone in the West can have hundreds of partners and not get it, but people that haven't ever had any partners, I mean, oh, they're having a lot of sex over in Africa. No, they're shooting them up with it. And then with it is a trace virus, HIV, which they're always claiming is changing. It's just a covered excuse for bioweapons operations that are going on. So it's a very sophisticated topic.
Yeah. Something about it expanded to like pneumonia, like all the STDs. I mean, it was like a huge, huge situation. That'd be an interesting one.
It's just a general cover name. And then Big Pharma sells a bunch of drugs to people that are like chemo drugs that kill them.
Yeah, AZT was actually like the number one causing killer for liver. Like your liver would fail if you took AZT back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Anyways, sorry, side note. This is actually kind of a combination of questions, but it's along the same topic. It's from Blade Runner and Authoritarian Hater. So when I tell sheeple about aspartame and smart meters, they all look at me like I'm nuts. So their answer to my aspartame warning is, yeah, right, I feel fine. I don't have rashes, headaches, etc. So how do I explain it? The same with the smart meters. They don't believe me, and they say so, and then they tell me to prove it. And it seems to me like... they just want to contradict the idea that it's so out there.
Sure. They've been given hypnotic programming. This is on record through the television. They're in a near dreamlike state. When you upset them out of their trance state, they get upset and say, prove it. And even if you prove it, they don't want to hear it.
Right.
I mean, it's admitted aspartame is causing all these medical problems. It's not debated. Back in the 80s when they approved it, they knew that. It's not debated there's a world government. But they'll still laugh at you and say it doesn't exist, even though it's in the newspapers. And people like that are just damaged goods. You got to move on past them.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
So when I tell sheeple about aspartame and smart meters, they all look at me like I'm nuts. So their answer to my aspartame warning is, yeah, right, I feel fine, I don't have rashes, headaches, etc. So how do I explain it? The same with the smart meters. They don't believe me, and they say so, and then they tell me to prove it. And it seems to me like they just want to contradict the idea that it's so out there.
Sure. They've been given hypnotic programming. This is on record through the television. They're in a near dreamlike state. When you upset them out of their trance state, they get upset and say, prove it. And even if you prove it, they don't want to hear it.
Right.
I mean, it's admitted aspartame is causing all these medical problems. It's not debated. Back in the 80s when they approved it, they knew that. It's not debated there's a world government, but they'll still laugh at you and say it doesn't exist, even though it's in the newspapers. And people like that are just damaged goods. You got to move on past them. Because they're so afraid at a subconscious level, and they've been so programmed, they're going to put up a defense. It's like an obsessive, compulsive thing. And a lot of them think you're showing off when you try to warn them. Because they would never try to warn anybody. They've got such a low self-image that they don't care about warning others. So they think you're showing off to them, and like they're pathetic.
Right.
And it's also a childlike delusional, you know, where they think if they deny something, magically it goes away. So there's a lot of psychological things, and they are sad little victims. That we got to triage them. We try to warn them. Don't feel bad when they attack you. Move on to the next zombie. Because some zombies have not succumbed to the full zombiosis yet.
Okay. And so you just have to move on from that person to the next person. Okay, this one I can't help. I've got to move on.
That's awesome. Yeah, keep moving forward. I like that.
But it's not just zombies. Then there's vampire control agents, to use a popular term. You know, use something popular. You know, who are like into the evil. They know something's going on. Like Mazda Flame, they want to serve it as like Renfield, as if they're going to get out of it by doing that. And they know they can manipulate. They know the public's asleep. And they're swimming around like a, you know, vampire eel around the unconscious person, going, don't wake them up, you know, like a little bulldog swimming around them. Loving the fact that they're on, and they can program them, getting off on the power that they have a sleeping person they can manipulate. You understand that?
How many sci-fi movies just popped into my head right now?
Well, I mean, there's so many levels to this, but there's a lot of yuppies and people that are into the, like, oh, I can make money and be powerful in the system, but they're asleep at another level as well. Right. It's only master, you know, social engineer level that has the whole image in their mind.
It's a desire for truth that I think people are truly scared of. All right, so this comes from Jisk. He actually wrote an accompanying article for it. I'll reference it here in a second. He says, have you looked into Leo Wanta and these trillions of dollars?
Yeah, not true. Not real.
It's not true.
Not true. Not
okay.
real.
Well, there you go. There you have it.
I mean.
Yeah.
It's not as real as the Easter Bunny. I mean, you know. It's not as real. I love talking about Easter Bunny. That's a little joke.
You always make me giggle when you say that.
I don't know. Whatever. I'll overdo it. The point is, it's so ridiculous. It's as real as those Nigerian letters you get in the mail.
Okay. The scamish idea.
Well, maybe they're real. I mean, I've had people call me up and go, hey, I got this Nigerian letter. They're offering me $1 million. I pay them $5,000. They want to believe their ships come in.
Yeah.
And I go, no, that's about a 10-year-old internet scam. It's not real. And I've had family, distant family say, no, my million is here. I'm sending my $5,000. And then you send your $5,000 and then you get the email back going, oh, that wasn't quite enough. $5,000 more is needed. And sometimes they do 4 or 5 payments. And you know who they're angry at after they get ripped off?
You, for telling them the truth.
They're not angry at the Nigerian scammer because they always get an email that Prince Habib got arrested.
Of course.
I mean, it wasn't that he couldn't. Prince Habib got arrested. People, once they're getting scammed, they just get deeper and deeper into the fraud.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they want. It's what they get.
This next one comes to you from John, and he says, Alex, did you know that in the big re-education camp PDF that you discovered weeks ago, there was a section where they talk about the Army squatting community centers? Can you clarify what a FEMA DRC, Disaster Recovery Center, actually is? There's actually one located near me.
Well, again, there are real disasters. There's real reasons for this. So they kind of cluster real issues of hurricanes, earthquakes within it. That's part of it. And then it just has takeover of local government, gun confiscation. It's all, so there's some legitimate functions, and that's how they always sell it. Kind of like the Army does Jaws of Life for car wrecks. Like, well, are you against the Army being here? They're just helping this poor man.
Yeah.
Are you against the Air Force spraying mosquitoes in Florida? That's our military getting the job done. So there's just this mission creep where it's just an acclamation, and they do things that they think are going to be popular up front. So the troops feel good being in the community. Right. The troops being brainwashed, too. So it's just a conditioning process for the police, the military, the public. We're all in the same boat.
Yeah. Well, this next one actually comes to you from Freedom Angel. What do you know about Project Athena? How come Catherine Albrecht never talked about it, being from MIT, as she had some dealings with them?
I have no idea. You'll have to look into this. I have.
We will start that question.
Yeah, I have not. Might as well ask me about Lucky Charms or something.
Sometimes they jump over the rainbow.
Yeah, no, I mean, all that was Greek.
All right. Well, this next one comes to you from Tori, and she says, why do some states like Texas have state guards, and how powerful are they in relation to the police departments, the regular military?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah, you kind of touched on that today in today's show. I heard you say something about state police or something to that effect. So,
well, I mean, I'm actually trying to work on a piece on this. It's funny that they asked that question. That's the original vestigial shadow of the state militia. Because all the state militia was, they demonized the news, was a posse or a civil defense. So that if the sheriff, who's elected, needs a group of people for fires or for whatever, he can go around and find out, or she can go around and find out whoever they think's good and whoever's willing to get something done. hey, you know, you got bulldozers. There's fires coming this way. Get over here. You know, get on the radio. Get on local radio, TV. Back in the old days, you know, ride on your horse. Hey, get down here. We need help. You know, get your buckets. The town's on fire. And so states have guards, and then they also have the National Guard. Originally, it was state guards, and they set up National Guard. It was under governors. Now they basically federalize those where they're federal, so they're even getting rid of the state having its, quote, National Guard. And so it's really what's left of the militia.
Awesome. That's actually really informative. The Mitzier E is this user. What do you think about Romney saying no congressional approval needed to bomb Iran? And he's not alone in saying that.
Hey, he likes Obama's health care. You know, he says he's against it, but he helped write it. But we got to do what the Supreme Court said, and the IRS taxing us isn't a tax. And it's a standard NDAA. He supports secret arrest, drone killing, endless war, warrantless wiretappings, open borders, carbon taxes. He's bought and paid for by the exact same people. Bain's given double the money that he's part owner of and used to head to Obama than they even gave him. Mitt Romney. So, I mean, Mitt Romney is it's just the fix is in. If they don't steal the election, they don't need to. Yeah. They got Mitt Romney. They win whether they steal it, whether Obama gets in, whether it's Mitt Romney. I mean, Mitt Romney might as well be, I got an idea. How about Mitt Romney be VP for Obama? You know, Joe Biden can get out of there and we'll just, I mean, it's like, but we're beating Obama. We're going to get Mitt Romney in there.
Yeah, of course. Did you see that cartoon we had on InfoWars today? It was the sheep and it was like, whichever way you choose, and it all funneled into the same place.
I didn't see it, but yeah.
Fits into that. Vaughn comes to you and he asks, Alex, I'm curious to get your take on the inevitable emerging cloning technology and the implications on society.
Well, clones have inherent genetic problems, and it's all part of humanity playing God. Just like an iPhone has tech built into it that you pay for when you buy it to spy on you, the globalists have said with their medical tyranny that they're not going to give us any, you know, like they sterilize us, but then come and say we have a technology so you can have a child.
Right.
But then they're going to get rid of traits that are bad in the child. That means build into it what they want. And so this whole thing is a medical mad scientist tyranny, and it's strap yourselves in. We're going to see some very, very crazy times, but we should do a whole special on cloning, because we're already eating clone meat, milk from clone cows. They're doing cross species, weird clones. I mean, the sky's the limit. We're living in, this planet is like a giant biological weapons experiment or something.
Yeah, you don't know what's real anymore. Glitch says, as a child, I read Prisoners of Power. It's a sci-fi book written by a Russian duo, and the brothers back in the night, they wrote it in the 1960s. Since then, I've read the book many times, discovering new aspects of the world that they painted. In 2010 and 2011, the biggest sci-fi movie ever made in Russia came out in two parts. The name of the movie was Inhabited Island. And essentially, the story parallels many of today's trends. So probably some of the most notable of them are radiation towers affecting people's minds, propaganda, brainwash, etc. So I'm not sorry, I kind of lost my question. Can we find other articles that are like that? Is there any other like sci-fi movie or anything else that you've seen? I've noticed articles that, you know, we see a cartoon that has painted the future, etc.
Yeah, I mean, all these movies and cultures show a dystopia. It's like, just get ready for it. That's what happens. In the future, the government says how many kids you can have. In the future, you're going to be watched and controlled, because eugenicists developed most of the modern technologies we have. They steered them. They controlled them. Robber barons and royalty believed in all this, so they've built the culture we're in, and this is the world they're taking us to. I haven't seen that film or read that book, but it sounds intriguing.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll follow up with that, too. Everyone, this is from Freedom Spear, and he says, everyone knows that having preventative medicine, surgery, and dental work, whatever, is not an inalienable right, and we actually touched on that in one of the last Ask Alex segments. Moreover, passing a law that mandates purchasing such services, products, anything else, is completely unconstitutional and very illegal. We've covered it. What organization or enforcement arm has the authority to arrest the Supreme Court justices responsible for this illegal activity?
Congress can defund them. Congress, it's not really a separation of powers the way we've been taught. Congress is dominant. Then there's the courts. Then there's the executive. So there's a separation of powers. But because Congress is 500 plus people, it's got the real power. And that's why the globalists have sold it out and gotten it to be weakened and transferred into nine justices they can control and one president and then a bureaucracy. But it's up to the states to nullify and not follow and fight. It's up to us individually, because it's not like they're trying to give free health care to people that others pay for. It's these are eugenicist tyrants that are now using this to control people. So that's the main issue with the healthcare takeover.
The next one is from Thomas, and he says...
And what's the bottom one? We'll do this page, we'll do the other half tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
We'll do 24, that's just about half.
We're at, yeah, we'll finish this page.
I said I'd do 50, but my goodness gracious.
I know, you're...
Hey, I'm moving quick, though.
I'm very impressed. We should
feel like I'm being interrogated, though.
Where's the light right over your head? If you don't, this is from Thomas, and he says, if you don't know your history, you're doomed to repeat it, which I think is valid. My question is, you started talking about Vietnam, Yugoslavian wars, etc., and what was the real cause, I was wondering. And I understood the breaking news about the New World Order every day, but I would love to hear a history lesson from your perspective. So.
Well, I mean, it's not that the communists in Vietnam were good guys. Ho Chi Minh came to the CIA and the U.S. government and said, I want to set up a system with you, a free system. And they said, no. We're going to have the corrupt narcotics traffickers in the South still run things. We're going to prop up, you know, the Indochina French model. And so they turned against us. And CIA staged bombings to blame the North to get the war going and put advisors in 1960, early 59, and the rest is history. But it doesn't mean, you know, the communist Chinese then backing the Northern Vietnamese, that doesn't mean they're good. It's like, just because our government's corrupt doesn't mean Iran's good. It's like corruption across the board. As for Yugoslavia, I mean, you have Tito, who was a balancing force. They get rid of him. They break it up. They engage in the bombing of Belgrade with the depleted uranium. I mean, it's all just about destroying nation states that the bankers don't control. And as bad as Assad is in Syria or Gaddafi was in Libya, they're putting something far worse in. So when you hear about, oh, freedom fighters are just trying to protest, it's al-Qaeda blowing up police stations and lining up black people in Libya and shooting them. And the media is like, oh, this guy might have said a word. We better fire him. But, oh, you're lining up blacks and shooting them? Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
And Bill Gates has a shot for a little black child. George Bush is hugging one. The child's crying. You know, it's all just an AFRICOM invasion PR.
Yeah, they've done actually studies where the government has proven that, you know, they had this skepticism of advertising working, and I studied a case study in college on it, and it was basically they went in with the idea that it doesn't work, but obviously they know it works, and that, you know, they show Bill, like George Bush with little children, like you said, and things of that nature. Anyways, side note.
But imagine how ridiculous it would be
if
I had a black child come in here and then shot a thing with me going... I mean, people will be like, my God, Alex, this is ridiculous. But then it's George Bush and the photos everywhere. Meanwhile, AFRICOM is running in just slaughtering everybody, arming the dictators. And they're doing it in North Africa and South Africa, you know, thousands of miles from Kony, who hadn't been seen in 5 years. And they admit, oh, yeah, it's transparent. I mean, it's just like...
Right.
I mean, the UN is in Africa, in Uganda, where they're talking about Kony, on record, lining up people and killing whole villages to take their property. And you go tell a trendy, they're like, look, dude, I got tattoos. I got all this. I'm like, okay, I don't care if you got tattoos. I'm not against those. They're like, look, I'm dressed trendy. Don't tell me Kony's not cool. And I'm like, but it's slaughtering people. And they go, dude, your hair does not look like mine right now. And I'm just like, okay, I understand you're super trendy and everything. But, you know, I mean, come on. And it's just like, and they're like, look, I choose to believe we're helping Africa. And I'm just like, okay. They're like, be quiet, racist.
Yeah.
And it's just like, okay, all right. I mean, it's buying into the delusion. It's like, I'm a winner. I buy into the propaganda.
The next question comes to you from Husband and Dad. That's the username. Alex, you present yourself extremely well as a benchmark of civil disobedience. And there are a large number of activists that would do better if they were just a bit more civil. So could you, in your own words, define civil disobedience?
Well, I don't think I'm the benchmark of anything, really, but maybe alternative media success, but that's just a lot of people aren't trying. Civil disobedience just means you're not Molotov cocktailing the police station. Instead, you're saying no to things that are clearly wrong. and kind of peacefully sabotaging the system and putting yourself against the machinery.
Very succinct. I like that. Charles asks you, he says, Alex, my question is, could we abolish the Fed without the government's help, or is it impossible?
Yes, just like people are abolishing GMO foods by demanding organic.
Mm-hmm.
And none of it's perfect, but there's a process there, voting with dollars. That's why they want to get a tyranny in, because they're scared if we just vote with our dollars and our actions and the little things we do, it's over for them. It's game over.
Absolutely.
And so, yes, if everybody started doing more barter, that's why they're attacking all these little farms and Amish and these community co-ops and things. It really scares them. Getting back to old-fashioned activities in any way. Women, men, learning how to make their own clothes. That's one of the biggest things scares the system. I said, as you said, your mom made that, that nice coat you got. A jacket, a work, sports jacket, whatever you call it. I mean, they're really scared of that. Just the idea of little things cuts into their monopoly. That's what I mean, like, picture the New World Order is this giant box store that basically resorbs you or absorbs you. So what was the question?
It was just, you know, how to be civil disobedient.
Yeah, that's it. Just.
Oh, no, that was the last question. I'm so sorry. This destroying the Fed without intervention from the government.
You just criticize it. You expose it as a private fraud, that it's the biggest welfare recipient, that it's taken over our country and the world, that they brag they've conquered us. Look how arrogant they are. Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
that's it. Just.
Oh, no, that was the last question. I'm so sorry. This destroying the Fed without intervention from the government.
You just criticize it. You expose it as a private fraud, that it's the biggest welfare recipient, that it's taken over our country and the world, that they brag they've conquered us. Look how arrogant they are. And using local alternative currencies, they've got all sorts of them in all over the country, all over the world. And just realizing they're the enemy. You know, Obama comes, politicians come and go, but still the big fat bankers are sitting there.
I like that. Barter. Well, that's the civil rights movement was a huge part of that. They withdrew from riding the buses. And then they started.
Well, exactly. And also supporting local businesses. And it doesn't mean you're a purist, because you can't be. I mean, you can't buy a locally made electro voice microphone. I think that's made in Germany or Japan. I mean, this is made in Germany. Mm. And nothing against the Germans. This is actually a quality product. We actually hire some workers that actually, you know, get something out of it, which is good. They put back in the economy. But buying local really does do something.
Or bartering. Anders asks, howdy, Alex. I like that's very Texas of you, Anders. If fractional reserve banking would be replaced by another system, what would it be replaced with? For example, an interest-free monetary system, would that work in practice?
We debated that. It could be interest-free from state banks. I don't know about a federal bank, because that can always get taken over. But if you had state banks, they've had some big successes with that. And that's what we talked about in the first question, or one of the first, was this issue where people go, well, you've got Tarpley on, who's for an interest-free, you know, system, but by a big federal bank, the Hamiltonian model. And then you got Ron Paul on over here, who is, you know, talking about gold or silver backed. So you can't, any of these systems can be manipulated in game. It's mainly about a debate and monetary, people being informed monetarily, so that the system, because they can corrupt any system. But if the people are informed about monetary systems, that gives a leg up against it.
Knowledge is where you start, and then it's action from there that's leading to. Warwick asks, Alex, mainstream media is now openly reporting horrific things such as the idea of afterbirth abortion, thousands of elderly people being intentionally killed. Is this mainstream news? Ultimately, he's asking, is this showing that we're winning? Like, they're actually reporting on something that we find to be true, or are they just kind of throwing us a bone?
I used to think that all this stuff coming out was victories. And it's a mixed bag. Sometimes a reporter gets it through, an editor says it's the right thing to do. And I know in the last decade, that last 5 or 6 years, that really started, where people went out and did real reporting. Their boss backed them, because maybe the newspaper editor's New World Order, but now their kid's autistic. They figure out this is important. Mm-hmm. They allow it out. So more and more people started getting the truth out. So the system kind of just went, okay, yeah, we're going to kill old people. What's the big deal? Yeah, we're going to kill kids up to age 3 if we want. So it's people telling the truth and hitting the barbed wire to get the truth out. Oh, that is a victory. But there's also a lot of just acclimating. Oh, you want the truth to come out. Yeah, open the floodgates. And suddenly in hundreds of papers, we're run by foreign banks. We're your slaves. You've been conquered by world government. There's nothing you can do about it. So, see, it's kind of like the system's gone from denying all this, because they realized people weren't listening to them. It was discrediting them, denying things. So they've kind of just gone to a now open the floodgates. Oh, you think there's some tyranny? Yeah. This is what you didn't know was going on. What you going to do about that?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory.